Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for our sermon this morning is the Gospel lesson in Mark 1 that includes these words. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. This coming Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Where is the love? Well, it'll be found in the cards that are read. It'll be found in the good meals washed down with a good wine. It'll be found in the odor, the fragrance of bouquets of flowers, and it will be seen in the sparkling of jewelry. February the 14th elicits a lot of discussion about the nature of love. Love is characteristic of human beings. Love is an expression of deep feeling and emotions. Love even has a commercial angle. On a higher plane, God is love. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus loved all manners of people during his ministry on this earth. Jesus' love was the love that comes from God and the love that comes from one human being perfectly to all other human beings. Because Jesus' love was genuine. It flowed from a heart and emotions untainted by sin and unconcerned with recompense. That is, there was no material angle or gain that Jesus sought by his love. When Jesus met the leper, Jesus' love is ready, willing, and able. It is ready with compassion. It is willing to heal. It is able to cure leprosy. At the time of our text, early in his ministry, Jesus was traveling from place to place in the northern province of Galilee. He was doing the two things that he did, particularly emphasized in the season of Epiphany. Jesus was preaching the word and connecting it to the miracles that he did. Apparently, somewhere along the line, this leper had either seen Jesus or heard about or had seen Jesus doing some of those miracles. And so on this occasion, the man who had leprosy approached Jesus and said to him, or came to him and begged him on his knees. This was no small thing that this man did. By doing so, he first of all broke the Levitical law, and he also broke social custom, which demanded that lepers remained several hundred feet away from the rest of the population. He also, as he traveled, was supposed to constantly be crying out, "Unclean! Unclean!" Did our Lord attempt to shun the man away? Did our Lord Jesus try to keep him from approaching or rebuke the man when he was breaking the law? No. When the leper approached Jesus, when the sinner approached Jesus, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. Why did he do that? He was filled with compassion. Jesus felt compassion for that leper deep down into the most inner parts of his being. You know what compassion is? Compassion is when it feels like your heart leaves your chest and goes out to somebody else in time of need. When you get that sick feeling in your stomach, when you see somebody who is lonely or infirm, it is that gnawing you get in the deepest part of your gut when you see somebody who is helpless, completely on their own. Jesus was ready with compassion for the leper. Jesus was ready with compassion for that sinner. Jesus manifested the true law of love when he reached out his hand and he touched the leper's rotting flesh. Love divine is love excelling, as we'll sing soon in one of our communion hymns. You and I go to Jesus and we beg him on our knees. We ask him for help in our times of loneliness and need and infirmity and helplessness. We come to him and beg him on our knees under our guilty consciences and our fear of going to hell. What do we always discover? We discover that Jesus' love is ready with compassion. Jesus is always there for us. One of the greatest lies that Satan whispers in our ears, or sometimes shouts in our ears, is that God doesn't care. That Jesus doesn't care about your loneliness, or about your infirmities, or about your helplessness. The devil says, you're on your own, and Jesus doesn't want you to approach him. No, Jesus has that love, that compassion for us in the deepest part of his being. Now, this leper, when he came to Jesus in faith, did not know exactly what Jesus had in mind for him. Sound familiar? Wouldn't it be nice when we approach God to know just exactly what he had in mind for us? Now, the leper did know one thing for sure. He knew that Jesus was ready with compassion. When he said to Jesus, if you are willing, he didn't mean, are you really willing to take care of me? He knew that Jesus would be willing with compassion to take care of him, but he wasn't quite sure how that willingness would take place, whether it would answer a specific need to cleanse him from his leprosy. And so he said to him, if you are willing, cleanse me from my leprosy. There are many certain things that you and I know that Jesus is willing to do. And so you and I, when we approach Jesus in our needs and in our sins, we always find him ready with compassion and we find him willing to help. Now, sometimes that need we know very specifically. When you and I go to Jesus confessing our sins, acknowledging our guilty conscience, telling to him that our sins are burdening us and our fear and our worries and our doubts are trying to get the best of us, Jesus is always willing to forgive us. When we confess our sins, Jesus is willing always to forgive us our sin. When we hear the Word of God, we know that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, is willing to strengthen our faith with that Word. God does not want His Word to return empty, but to accomplish the purpose for which He sent it. The reason He sends this Word and sacrament to us every week is to strengthen our faith. And we know God is willing to do that. When the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, He was willing to do that. After the Father wanted to send His Son into the world to suffer and die on the cross, and His Son was willing to do that. When it was time to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die, Jesus went willingly. When they came to arrest Him and when they were ready to crucify Him, He was willing to be turned over into the hands of His enemies. When it comes to confession, we know what God's will is. When it comes to the purpose of the Word, we know what God's will is. When it comes to Jesus carrying out His ministry, we know what His will is. But is it always His will to heal me from my infirmity? Is it always His will to take care of my financial needs? Is it always His will to take care of some very specific persecution or temptation in my life, or to extend the days of my life? We know God is willing to help us. And there's nothing wrong with us being specific like the leper. If you are willing, you can make me clean. At the same time, we know that God's willingness may not be exactly what we want, or it may not be exactly when we want it to take place. But as we echo the leper's words, if you are willing, in faith we confess that, then it may be in a different way and at a different time than we wish, or maybe even that we suggest to God. Jesus' love is ready with compassion. Jesus' love is willing to help. Jesus' love is able to cure leprosy. Jesus' love is able. He was able to cure the leprosy because He is God. But remember that Jesus did His miracles in connection with His Word. He didn't want His miracles to stand on their own, but to be in connection with His preaching of the Word as the Savior. He did the miracles to manifest His power and His love as God, to show that power and love exists also in His Word. And so Jesus said to the leper, "I am willing, be clean. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and to offer sacrifices Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Why would Jesus tell the leper, "I don't want you to go and tell anybody I did this"? Because He didn't want people to look on Him as just a miracle worker, as a person who just can make this life better. He wanted that miracle to be seen in the larger miracle that He had come to be the atoning price for our sins. And there still, of course, is that danger today. When people want God to do miracles for them in their lives. God, heal my marriage. God, heal my addiction. God, heal my illness. God, spare my life. God, make me financially successful. There's certainly nothing wrong with having those blessings. And God does miracles in those areas by His power and by His love for us in these lives. But those aren't the most important miracles. Those aren't the most important thing. The important thing is that Jesus is my Savior, that Jesus is the one who rules my life, that Jesus is the one who offered up Himself under the law and on the cross so that I can be reconciled to God. And so God does not want us just to come to Him as a person who makes this life better, but as a person who makes eternal life better for us by taking us to heaven through Christ. Jesus does heal my diseases. Jesus does give me strength for my addictions. Jesus does help my marriage be better. Jesus does at times make me more financially successful. When we have those things, those are all miracles of God's grace. But Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, so that I could be God's own and live under Him in His kingdom. Jesus wanted the leper to go show himself to the priests. Remember, the priests were among His biggest enemies. So Jesus did want the priests to see and know what He had done as His revelation as the Savior. But Jesus was not quite ready yet to have His miracles shared out there without the larger context of the gospel. This text, some of you know this, is particularly meaningful to me because of a young man who died of AIDS that I ministered to and buried when I was in Milwaukee. He had fallen away from faith and a homosexual lifestyle, but God had led him to repentance, and I was able to share him that God was willing to touch his life and make him clean from all of his sins that he had committed. And when I buried him on Reformation Day, this was the text that I used for his sermon to comfort his family that he had died in Christ, that Jesus had made him clean also from his AIDS and also from all his physical illnesses by his death, but most of all, that Jesus had cleansed him from all of his sins by his baptism and by the word that we shared together and by the Lord's Supper that he received while he was dying. What a wonderful joy and privilege that was. Now, to get back to the leper, he just couldn't help himself. He was so filled with joy because of what Jesus did that he went out and he told lots of people. So many people came to Jesus with their illnesses and being possessed by the devil and all their other problems that Jesus couldn't have a minute alone for himself in public. But what did Jesus do? Mark doesn't tell us, but the other gospel writers do. They tell us that even though Jesus had told him not to tell anybody, and even though so many people came to him for help, that he didn't push them away either. He didn't run away and hide from them either. But when they came, they found this also to be true, that Jesus' love is ready, it's willing, and it's able. Amen.